The Season of Ordinary Time. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew chapter 16. The seasons of Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, and Pentecost are the liturgical seasons around which the movement of sacred time is organized within the church calendar year. The succession of weeks occurring outside the major festivals in the liturgical calendar, specifically after Epiphany and Pentecost, is known as Ordinary Time. First introduced at the Second Vatican Council, this season of the newly reformed Roman liturgical calendar was not coined to relegate this period of time to a lesser status, as the term ordinary might imply. The English word ordinary is derived from the Latin word ordo, meaning numbers in a series. Thus, whether in the Roman or Protestant tradition, ordinary time is called ordinary because it is counted time. The two periods of successfully numbered weeks after Epiphany on January the 6th until the day before the beginning of Lent, and then after Pentecost Sunday until the day before Advent, constitute ordinary time. Rather than feasting or penance fundamental to the major seasons of the church year, ordinary time is a period devoted to the contemplation of the mystery of Christ in all its aspects, including his imminent return. Although churches may introduce a variety of colors to distinguish this season from the ordinary, the color green has traditionally been associated with growth and rebirth and is most often used to adorn the church sanctuary or nave during ordinary time. Encouraging growth for its members during this season, the church focuses on the application of scripture readings from one of the annual synoptic gospels and the mission of the church to proclaim Christ to the world for the transformation of lives. At the conclusion of the ordinary time cycle, the cycle of the liturgical calendar returns to its beginning with the advent of a new year. Therefore, it is fitting that our response to the gospel message during this season should be for our souls to long to return to a renewed relationship with God. Back to the Garden by Lena Lee Marler. I long to see myself in a knowing sky and be wrapped in warm colors as down I lie. Then closing my eyes, find rest in the beauty of the love song that has ever called to me. Oh, sing me to sleep and sing me awake and sing me alive because my soul aches to give my whole self to the music within, calling me back to the garden again. There are holes in my soul that do trouble me, holes blocking out light, and then letting none leave. Darkening portals of loathing and fear, these holes through which I cannot see or hear. My soul's dark cradle is stirred in the night by shimmering echoes of belonging and light, summoning yearnings for deep harmony with all things present or coming to be. Oh, sing me to sleep and sing me awake, and sing me alive because my soul aches, to give my whole self to the music within, calling me back to the garden again. The garden of peace whereby love was first held, the garden of peace where love holds me still.
I long to see myself wrapped in warm colors as down I lie. Then closing my eyes, I rest in the beauty of the love song that has ever called to me. Through which I cannot see or hear.